Okay, good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, November 20th, 2018, and the time is 2:33 p.m. I now call to order this ad hoc canvas committee meeting. The ad hoc canvas committee meets today to examine the precinct election results for the election held Tuesday, November 6, 2018, for the unexpired term for place 4. The city secretary will provide a general overview of the report.
Thank you. Could we also, I'm sorry, I left off the introductions.
I was going to say, they might want to know who we are. So, I am Sandy Grayson. I am the chair of the committee, joined today by Council Member Adam Medrano, well, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Adam Medrano, and Council Member Jennifer Gates.
Okay, so the report you have in front of you is, if you turn to the table of contents, I'm not going to go into detail on each half, but we will cover, the overview will come from tab 2, the unofficial summary, results summary. And if there's any questions on numbers behind it, I'll explain to you what each tab is. So what you have in front of you is the first report under tab 1 is the resolution in order. After I briefly go through the report, if the committee is okay with the results, this is the resolution in order the committee will be forwarding to full council for adoption, for adopting the election results. Tab 2, as I mentioned a minute ago, is the unofficial results. If you look at tab 2, it's a lot of information here, but this summary report shows the total number of votes cast for each candidate, whether it was, if you look at the headers at the top, early voting in person, early voting by mail, election day votes that were cast, provisionals, whether it was early voting or election day, that's what those abbreviations mean, or ABA. There is one machine in each location for the sight impaired. Let's go back under that first column, total votes. You can see for District 4, it has 43 precincts, a total number of 47,410 registered voters in that district. And there was 19,543 ballots received, submitted. We'll break that number down in a second. If you go further down in the column, you'll see the individual votes cast for each candidate, but the total of 14,338 was the total number of votes cast for the candidate. So there was a total number of ballots received, but only 14,000 that went towards a candidate. The two columns under it, I mean the two numbers under it, the overvotes, there were 173 overvotes, meaning that an individual
voted for more than
one candidate. And you can go to the right under columns, the second column under early voting mail and election day, that's where those votes came in. And I was told by Dallas County that there were several early voting mail ballots that had all candidates selected, several. He said, he even gave me the number, but he said you would be surprised whether they had every candidate selected.
And then the undervotes means they left it blank.
The undervotes is correct. If they left it blank, and if you scroll over, it's 3,543 were in person, and the second largest on election day. And what that could mean is a lot of folks did straight ticket. A couple of things. They did straight ticket and never bothered to look at the end of the ballot or voter fatigue, where they started down and they just stopped because they, you know, that does happen. But for whatever reason, we had 3,543 individuals that came in during early voting that did not cast a vote for either candidate. and 1,157 on election day. So tabs 3 through 8, as I mentioned earlier, are just the details. It's just a breakdown by precinct of those individuals that voted in person by early voting. That's under tab 3. Tab 4 is they voted early voting by mail. Tab 5 is election day. Tab 6 is the provisional, whether it's early voting or election day. Tab 7 is your ADA. And then the tab 8 is a combination of your precinct and the candidates and how in the overvotes and undervotes. So you can see where, by precinct, which individuals in that precinct undervoted or overvoted for each candidate. So it's kind of two reports put together. And that's under tab 8.
Thank you. Thank you, Billy. We will now continue with deliberation of the report. Do any of the committee members have any questions, comments, concerns about the numbers they just heard?
I don't.
No, neither do I. So, seeing no concerns, do I have a motion to forward the resolution and order to the City Council for adoption?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, the item moves forward for adoption by the council. And we can move to adjournment.
That's correct.
Yes. Okay. So this ad hoc canvassing committee is adjourned at 2:40.
Thank you.
7 minutes.
Is that a record?
I don't think so. No, it's not a record.
It's not a record.
It's not a record.
Okay, so one more thing from